Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how self-lymphatic drainage is a powerful tool for detoxification. Everyone has a lymphatic system that cleans every system in their body, even their brain. Since we ignore this system, we're all walking around inflamed and toxic, and we basically call it a disease. But we ignore the system that's meant to clean us. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. John Upledger, craniosacral therapy, works with the brain and spinal cord, visceral manipulation by Dr. Burrell, helps to relieve tightness and restrictions in the organs. And then what moved me the most was lymph drainage therapy by Dr. Bruno Ciccoli. Again, the lymphatic system maintains every system of the body, and it's something that we ignore and have to start thinking about on a daily basis. For the past 24 years, I've been helping clients improve their health by optimizing their lymphatic system in Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm the author of An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance. I published my book in 2006, and it's still missed today, the lymphatic system. It's still ignored today. And it's not just me saying that. Even Dr. Oz has written that the lymphatics are ignored in medicine. And that's a big problem. And that's why we all have to learn to maintain our lymphatic system. Today I'm going to explain how self-lymphatic drainage, improving your lymph flow with your hands, can help many of your health problems. When you self-drain your lymphatics, you will also feel more relaxed and alive. This happens because you're completing circulation in the body. Your lymph system is a tiny network of vessels and nodes that helps to clean every system in your body, even your brain. So your skin, your muscles, your bones, your organs, your blood vessels, your nerves and brain are dependent on the lymph system to maintain them. Unfortunately, we ignore this system that cleans us and don't even see that we are toxic from our own cellular waste building in the body or brain. The lymph system is similar to a plumbing system with pipes as thin as a strand of hair. If you can imagine, a plumbing system that small would get clogged up often. When a lymph system can't reabsorb fluid, parts of cells, fats, and immunocompetent cells, that's lymphocytes, and other debris, it builds in your body, creating inflammation and a breeding ground for disease. Have you noticed how many people have more than one health problem? I mean, this is most people. They have pain, they have digestion problems, lung, heart, kidney, or brain, or cancer. And these are just a few. But most people don't have one health problem. Could you imagine helping most of your health problems by improving one system in your body? And I'm not talking about curing any disease. I'm emphatic about that. Because it's really about an imbalance in your body. So what I'm saying is that by improving your lymphatic system, you can help alleviate some of the toxicity that is making you tired and sick. And that's a big thing. A lot of people are tired. And it has to do with waste building in your body. The lymphatic system is a tiny network of vessels and nodes that maintains every system in your body. And the lymph system completes circulation. So if the lymphatic system isn't functioning in any part of your body, it can happen in your finger, it can happen in your toe, it can happen in your organ, it can happen in your brain or your eye. But when the lymph system isn't cleaning, then that part of the body is filling with cellular waste. And that is the majority of our health problems. So we have to get the lymphatic system moving. Typically, we just start taking some medications. We don't even think about the lymph system. But we have to get the lymph system moving so that our body is functioning much better. If you look at how the medical system is set up, we have specialists. You go to a different specialist for your digestion issues, your ear, nose, and throat, your cardiac and lung. Each specialist is looking at one problem. I believe once you understand the lymphatic system, you will see that most health problems are due to a buildup of cellular waste. Since cellular waste is interfering with your circulation, you have drugs like Coumadin, new blood thinners like Xarelto. Millions are on aspirin regimes. These may thin your blood, but do little to eliminate and break down cellular waste. That is really creating the problem. So you can have more control over your lymph system and toxicity by learning to self-drain your lymphatic system. Now, of course, you can go see a person like myself who does lymph drainage therapy or what I developed, lymphpractic, but we really want to be able to do this on a daily basis, you know, take care of yourself. You can have more control over your life by maintaining a system that cleans every system. And I learned early on that if I didn't teach my clients how to maintain their lymphatic system at home, they didn't do it well. So most people who come to me for TMJ, for headaches, for body pain, I show them how to drain their specific part of their body so they can maintain it at home. But you can learn how to maintain your lymphatic system with me as your coach at my website, osipinskihealthacademy.com, but you can get there with an easier URL, healthylymphsystem.com. That's healthy, L-Y-M-P-H, system.com. So it also has to do with pH, right? So if we're acidic and we start draining ourselves, then we're just pushing around that acidity. So we have to understand that we are acidic. We can check that by getting pH test strips and checking your saliva and urine. And I go into this on my website. You can find something on YouTube about proper pH testing. And I go into this in my book and my virtual class. So there's a lot of information on proper pH testing. But our body is always moving between acid and alkaline. We want to find homeostasis. When your body's more acidic, you have more hydrogen ions in your blood and less oxygen. That's the reason why we have fatigue, is because if we don't have oxygen, we can't make energy. So your body needs to be moving between acid and alkaline, finding homeostasis. But most people are stuck in acidity. And that's what I explain in my book, An Undetected Acid-Alkaline Imbalance, published 2006. It explains how an acidic pH is constricting your lymphatic system, making you toxic, tired, and sick. And believe it or not, it's 12 years ago, and this information is still current because the lymphatic system and acid-alkaline balance are still ignored. Now, in my sessions, my clients always feel relaxed after their lymphpractic session. At first, later they feel a little toxic. Now, when you learn how to drain your lymphatic system, and it's really just using your hands in my book or on the my virtual course, you're going to learn an 8-minute routine, the Osipinski Health Academy. It's a lot easier to learn from my virtual course, people have told me. But you're going to learn how to use your hands, and you can do it anywhere, in your office, in your car, in your home, in the shower. But you can have direct control over how your body cleans, over how your lymph system flows. We have two drains in our neck. All of the lymph vessels have to drain into one little vessel on either side of our neck that goes into a vein, a subclavian vein, and then into the heart. So all this waste that you drain or I drain and goes in and up your body, moving through this river of lymph, goes up into your neck behind your clavicles and dumps into the major veins, the major veins. And then it goes into the heart again and gets pushed out. But it's only one little vein on either side of your neck. So it's like a log jam can happen. When you're removing waste, when you're moving a little bit and you're dehydrated, those little, I call them drains, the veins that go into the subclavian vein, become clogged up. And then your shoulders get tight, your neck gets tight, your TMJ, your heart can fill up. Your thyroid is the first organ that gets filled up with waste, and that's why so many people have thyroid problems. But we really just want to understand that we can have more control over our health, over our swelling, over our pain, over our headaches. And remember, it's not about curing disease. It's really about maintaining a system that cleans your whole body. And it's not just about cleaning. The lymphatic system has to remove and move around immunocompetent cells. That's your lymphocytes, macrophages, white blood cells. This is what goes after viruses, bacteria, cancer. And if your lymphatic system is not flowing, if it's stagnant, then these aren't flowing and moving, going after cellular waste and going after by self-draining your lymphatic system or seeing a therapist like myself, we can actually improve your lymph flow. And again, you can do this yourself at home, and it's dramatic, and improve the functioning of your immune system and the ability of your body to detox, because many people have problems with detoxification. So I just want to explain how I help people in my office in Scottsdale, Arizona. I help them with pain, cognitive problems, cancer, Lyme disease. Really, since the lymphatic system is connected to every system, we help every health problem. It really is amazing how just activating this one system, and understand that's all I'm doing. I'm relaxing your body, I'm stretching your skin and moving lymph flow through your body, and from the first session, you feel different. It's like opening up a dam, and over a few sessions, your life changes. But you can learn how to do this yourself at my website, healthylymphsystem.com. And in a matter of a week and a half, you can have control over your health, or have more control over your health, because we're totally missing this system right now. So if you don't live in Arizona, you can't get in to see me for lymphopractic. I coach people around the world. Everyone has a lymphatic system. And it really is something that you need to understand, and you will feel different understanding it from the first time. You'll feel more, I don't know, in control, or feel that you understand what's going on in your life. Because very often people come see me and they say, oh, I'm sick, I'm depressed, I don't know what it is. And once I give them a 3-minute lecture on the lymphatic system, they're like, wow, that makes sense. And now you can have, you know, more knowledge, and that knowledge gives you, your brain, a way to make better choices in your life. And it's not about being perfect. You often hear me talk about that. I am definitely not about being perfect. I live my life like most people. Even though I talk about health, I'm not a vegetarian, I'm not a vegan. I do understand the benefits of that, but most vegans, vegetarians may be having too much bread, whole wheat, or soy, and stress. I mean, it's not just about what we eat. Even stress can be damaging us. So we all need to learn how to eat a little better, clean up, and drain our lymphatic system. So we need to understand that when we drain our lymphatic system, we don't just feel great right away. And again, I drain my lymphatic system 4 to 5 times a week. I like to do it at night before I go to bed. I spend a few minutes just draining myself, and I go to bed tingling and more relaxed. You can actually feel circulation when you self-drain yourself. So that's what we need to do. Get into a habit of draining ourselves. It's something that is simple, it's easy. When you want to do a detoxification, you do this a few times a day. You do it for, you know, twice a day for 2 or 3 days a row, this self-drainage, and you really feel like you're going through a detoxification. If you add a healthier diet, if you add more fruits and vegetables, if you eat less, if you take some Epsom salt baths and take some magnesium supplements and systemic enzymes during this time that you're draining yourself, you're really going through a powerful detoxification. But in my eyes, it's a gentle detoxification. Too often I see people who have gone through a detoxification and it really has affected their health. A recent study I just published showed that when people do crash diets, when they do protein diets, and really any diet where you change your eating habits, you're eating more healthy, will release more waste. But they found that the released fat from these crash diets created a problem with the heart. They saw the heart becoming filled with fat, and it was not able to function as well. So when we, again, start draining ourselves and cleaning ourselves, we have to incorporate lymphatic drainage to keep that waste from moving out. Now, that study did show that by the end of 8 weeks, the heart was doing better than when they had started. So initially, in any type of detoxification program, we're going to have some weight removed from the body, from the tissues. And if we don't remove that waste and keep it moving through the body by getting the lymph system going, and then you're going to actually get it stuck. So, again, moving the lymphatic system is so important. So, listen, if you need any help learning how to understand your lymphatic system, contact me. If you need an acid alkaline food chart, it's on my homepage at healthylymphsystem.com. Next Thursday's show will be on how understanding pH in the lymphatic system can help all diets. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.